St. Joe's Q Country 92.7 welcoming Carly Pierce to St. Joe Saturday night at River Bluff Brewing. You can find out all about the show. It's super awesome venue, and how they have that set up is very unique, and it's going to be great to have Carly Pierce in town. All the details about the show are in the concert and events section of myqcountry.com. So, Carly, Brad King, Early Mornings with Brad King, our morning show guy here, is a shoe lover, I guess. He really pays attention to shoes, and he said that you had the best shoes at the CMT Music Awards.
So, oh my gosh, I love that.
So where did you get them? I mean, are shoes a big thing for you, or were you just kind of like, yeah, I'll take those. This goes with the outfit, just pop them on there.
I'm a shoeaholic. My stylist knows that, so she always brings me fun shoes, and I wear a lot of booties on stage, and like, I don't wear a lot of heels, so this was very fun to be able to wear heels, and she found me one that I could walk in, which is also rare.
So you were able to walk in.
I love that someone noticed.
Yeah, you were able to walk in. Yeah, he appreciated those too. He was like, man, those were the shoes of the night. So you were able to walk in them, but were they comfortable, or, you know, with beauty comes pain? One of the two.
With beauty comes pain. In heels, there are no comfortable heel unless it's like a big platform heel. And I'm a tall girl, so I don't think my fiance would like it if I wore platform heels.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it was funny because we were kind of doing like spring cleaning at our house, and I was going through my wife's closet, and I said, okay, we can put another rack for your shoes in here, but do you really wear all of these? And I was really surprised at how many shoes had been built up over time. And I know you need a lot of shoes, but are you that way too? Do you have a whole bunch of shoes, or do you just have certain number and you love them all and you wear them all until you wear them out?
Oh, I probably, not exaggerating, and this is disgusting, probably 100 pairs of shoes.
No, you know, people will be envious, not disgusted.
They're going to be like, oh. It's a lot. I got a problem.
That's
Michael
awesome.
Will tell you I have a problem.
Show is in the past. And, you know, when you get honored for things and you go to those award shows, whether it be the CMAs or the ACMs or something like that, there's all that work that goes into leading up to those moments of finding those songs, recording songs, touring and stuff like that. What do you have new in the works that we can kind of look forward to, or anything big that we can kind of see on the horizon?
I just finished my second record, so you will be getting that later this year, which I am very excited about, so stay tuned.
And no official release date yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. So the majority of the songs, did you write them, or did you go out and just have a bunch of ones that other people had pitched to you? You're like, oh, yeah, I got to put this one on there. What's kind of the feel of the album?
It's a mixture. It's all very me. I didn't cut anything that I wouldn't have wished I had written, but it's kind of a mix, both songs that I've written and others that I didn't, so best song wins for me.
And each album kind of takes on its own feel. In comparison to your previous album, is it completely different, kind of similar? I mean, you know, is there any kind of comparison, or just they're unique in their own right?
I think it's just an evolution of my first record and just a more mature, assertive, happier Carly.
Well, you are in a happy place getting ready for that wedding and out on tour and having so much success. And, I mean, when Brad King from Early Mornings on Q Country says you have the best shoes, I mean, there's a lot to be happy about.
That is so true.
Right?
I feel like I just won the lottery.
Oh, you didn't sell it too good, Carly. I'm just saying. Brad's going to be like, I mean, she said it, but I don't know if she really meant it.
So, I meant it.
That's funny. All right. Carly Pierce, thank you so much for your time today. You were so gracious with the amount of time you've given us. We're looking forward to the concert, and we'll see you coming up on Saturday night.
See you then.